This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN, sponsored tonight by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
And we'll say good evening to Don.
Just doing a show. Huh. Step to me wrong, you might get shot. Wind up looking at a Ziploc.
You are a gutless puke.
Okay.
I got to meet Uncle Odie. Talk Rangers with Uncle Odie.
Why?
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I told you I'm stupid. I never try to be anything more than a dumb person.
Okay. They were killing you today on DiPietro Canty and Rothenberg.
Who?
For complaining about the dessert not being out on time.
Who was killing me?
Dave.
What did he say?
He said, how dare Peter like criticize the dessert? And you know who stuck up for you?
Hmm.
DiPietro.
And what did he say?
He said, you know what? You could have like coffee out at 7, you know, and you didn't have to go till 8 before the dessert showed up.
Really? DiPietro said that?
Yeah.
It's a long day. The bar mitzvah. Now, granted, I know I'm not worth anything.
Nothing.
I'm garbage.
Yeah.
I only gave $160.
Everybody's talking about
it. No one cares about me. I've forfeited my rights. Now, one bit of controversy around that whole thing. Don said he gave $360.
Yeah.
Did you say you gave the same thing?
No.
You gave more.
I gave more, but he gave more per person. Because he came alone. Nancy had to stay with the kids. Jody was with me. So when you amortized us out, time, divided by two, he gave more for one person.
So you gave $500.
More than that. It was a denomination of 18.
You and the fakakta 18. You don't even know what the 18 means.
That's true.
But no idea.
I listen to commands.
And you're just showing off. Admit it. When you go over 5, come on, Don. Listen, I know I'm a cheap piece of garbage. We know that, right? I'm worthless. No one likes me.
True.
All right. I'm scrounging around for scraps. I'm every day when I leave the building, I stop by the little area with the soda machines, and I stick my fingers in the slot to see if there's any change that fell out.
Look at this garbage!
Tell me this, Don. A bar mitzvah gift that goes over 500. That's not just showing off. That's not just trying to be that guy. Over 500 for a 13-year-old. They're not related. It's a work friend's child. Don, be honest with us. Take us in your mind.
I just think that's the standard for somebody that's comfortable financially.
Now, it wasn't showing off. It was guarding against being made fun of, which is happening to you. If I gave less than that, then I would be looked at as somebody who's historically cheap, the way you're being looked at.
You are a gutless puke.
So I'd rather give way more than I could have,
right,
because I can afford to do it, rather than be the subject of derision. I don't need derision.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, you should give the money to
Ben's the winner. Ben wins.
How do I know? Ben might put that money to go to school. Then at school, he could come up with this this cure for Alzheimer's, and then it would be money well spent for me.
It's a great point. I can see that happening. Now, let's move on to Steph Curry. He's back in action tonight, returning for the Warriors against the Raptors, late game on TNT. And now we get to hear from one of our favorite people ever. Windhorse at Sea! AKA Windhorse in Space! The second season, I admit, at Sea was more popular. They came back, they had to change networks, and they replaced, you know, like the woman who played Windhorse's wife,
right,
she didn't come on for the second season for Windhorse's
Space. What happened with Bewitched with Darren.
Now, did they kill her off or just replace her?
No, they just had like one little funny line about it, and they kind of moved
on. And also,
on.
I think it was very, very forward-thinking, especially with the advent now of Space Force. It really works.
It makes sense as a
Windhorse in Space!
Let's hear from Brian Windhorse on The Jump, his response to those who don't think Steph should come back.
I've seen some people wonder why Steph is coming back and playing.
Well, first off,
Steph
wants to play. Second off, the fans want him to play. We want him to play, too. I don't know if you heard. They're on ABC on Saturday night. The other thing is, you know, this comes from Greg Popovich. One of the things I've learned watching Pop over the years, he doesn't believe that any time is wasted. That at the end of a blowout or if it's a game where Tim Duncan was sitting or whatever, he doesn't waste that time. And Steve Kerr learned from that. These games do not mean nothing. Mm-hmm. There will be things that happen in these games, whether it's with Andrew Wiggins or it's with other guys you're looking at, that potentially will help them down the line. We're not going to know it now. But in addition, we want to watch one of the best players in the league work. You know, I promise you something will happen when Steph comes back that we'll be sitting here next October or November saying, hey, remember that? That is something that happened with the Spurs all the time.
That is an aggressive musical accompaniment.
That was actually one of the bumpers we were using on Windhorse in Space.
Okay. No, listen, the guy wants to play.
He's a basketball player.
Yeah. So he broke his hand. He's not risking anything. Every time you're going on the court, you might get hurt. So he wants to be right in his mind and doesn't want to completely blow away a complete season. Next year he comes back great. Klay Thompson's there. All of a sudden they have a first-round draft pick. Could be the first pick.
And maybe it works out for the Knicks and the Warriors end up winning too many games.
You know what? Chris Canty brought that up today. And it's true. Or I think it was Bart. No, Bart did. Bart said, you know, he could cost them three more wins. He said that could move the Knicks ahead and give them more ping-pong balls.
Basketball players play, man. You only have such a window in your life that you can do this. The
Except
idea of
for
sitting
Kawhi
around.
Certain days.
Some days he doesn't play.
Right.
Zion Williamson played back-to-backs. Came up short. Frustrating 127-123 loss to the Mavericks in the battle between Luka and Zion. But Alvin Gentry got a little frustrated about all the concern and worry about Zion Williamson playing too much and too aggressively.
I think he's fine. We worry about him too freaking much, okay? He's fine. He's 19 years old. He'll be fine.
I love it.
You know what? Those are the guys that really get torn apart with this because they're asked questions. I remember Joe Torre with the Jabba rules. Drove him nuts. All he had to do was keep answering questions about when's this guy going to be allowed to pitch? What's the innings limit? Managers and coaches want no part of that. That's why that guy melted down. Alvin Gentry's a good guy. He doesn't want to continually be asked questions about how many minutes Zion's going to play.
And ultimately, it's people in a different pay grade who are worried about what he should do and
right.
The long term. Alvin Gentry's trying to get wins every year.
Alvin Gentry would play him 48 minutes a game.
He wants to make the playoffs.
Right.
He's trying to get in the playoffs, squeeze in at the eighth seed. Last night, Zion had 21. Doncic had 30. Zion, again, sticking with what he always does, which is shoots 50% from the floor.
But most of it's two-foot shots.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, like, when we talk about Mitchell Robinson, who's, you know, one of the bright spots for the Knicks, he's shooting over, like, 74%. They're all dunks. Now, give me a guy like Steph Curry, who's shooting, like, 47% from the three-point stripe. That's impressive.
Well, it's not about being impressive, though. The point is, you want your time on the court to be valuable. So whether it's from 2 feet away or 9 feet away or 20 feet away, if you can shoot, Zion's shooting 58%. So, yes, it is mostly dunks. Mm-hmm. But do you agree yet with the sentiment, that whole conversation that was had during his college career about the guy needs to work on shooting threes? He can shoot the three.
He's got to be more proficient at it.
But he's shooting at a high percentage right now. Now, I don't know how many makes he has. Do you know what his total number of three-point attempts and makes are? Can you guys give me that when you get a chance? I'm curious, but he's very, very good. Well, that's not
enough. You know, he went to Duke.
Yeah. He's only attempted 12 threes so far, though.
Yeah, so he's not exactly...
He's 5 for 12, but he needs to shoot these things.
Right, he's not exactly Steph Curry.
No, Steph would go 5 for 12 in one game.
Or he'd probably go 9 for 12.
Yeah.
By the way, you said something going off the air yesterday. I mean, it really deserves more examination.
You sure? Because I said it off the air, so...
No. About, you know, when Krzyzewski said, you know, just look up at the roof.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, and I think you've come around on him.
It was... We ended ENN last night with this Krzyzewski moment that, you know, I don't like giving him credit. Do you guys have the audio of that still? We might need to relive it because we were rushing off the air.
Yeah.
Don, who much like so far in ENN today, had been silent.
Right. When you're talking basketball, he's out. When you're talking baseball with you, you're out. I'm the only constant here.
When one of us mentions anything about our own lives, you're out. Here's Coach K.
What?
Here's Coach K, tired of being questioned about Duke.
But then when you lose... Then we've lost. Oh, the world is going to end. And a lot of pressure is put on. You know, even social media, like, it's amazing what people put out. Yeah, you know, really, if you're our fans, don't do that. You know, come on, man. These kids are 18 and 19 years old. I mean, you can question my coaching and what the hell. And then when you do question it, by the way, just come into Cameron and look up in the ceiling. All right. And then find out if you should question that, you know. But don't do anything with our players. You know, just support them.
Love it. I
the ceiling is the roof.
I couldn't listen. Coach K is annoying. I've made fun of him before. He hasn't always brought me joy in my life. However, to spend a lot of time questioning Duke, guys, we're questioning them right now. They're like 24-6. We're talking about how bad they've been. What are they, Andrew, 13 in the country? I mean, they're going to end up being a 3-4 seed in the tournament.
But that's different for them.
But imagine being treated as if the team's in trouble and you're a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. And then we're going to get to tournament time. Everyone's going to fill out their brackets. 70% are going to have Duke in the Final Four. You know, this is who they are.
I get him trying to defend his kids, but criticism comes with it. A lot of these guys next year or very shortly are going to be playing in the NBA. This prepares them for it. So this whole idea of support Duke, leave him alone, that just doesn't exist in the world anymore. Fans are going to get on you.
Joe Lunardi currently has them as a 3 seed if the tournament were to start today. And by the way, the tournament is around the corner. Conference tournaments next week. Giannis, in his postgame on Wednesday, as the Bucks prepare for the Lakers game on Friday night. My guess is that is an ESPN vehicle. Would that be correct? I'd certainly be upset if it wasn't. He said that LeBron James is a physical inspiration. What he's doing. He says a lot of times we think we're going to retire at 35, but seeing this guy at 35 being among the 3 best players in the world, that makes us want to be there. Here's Charles Barkley on Lebatard saying that Giannis is definitely the MVP over LeBron James.
What Giannis is doing is incredible. And we can give LeBron love because he's an amazing dude, amazing man, and a great, great, great player. But this thing where they're trying to say, well, the MVP race is close. Let me tell you something, Dan. If LeBron was back in Cleveland playing with a bunch of nobodies, he was 59-6. No matter how good a year everybody else was having, nobody would be saying, oh, no, man, maybe somebody else should win MVP because he plays in the Eastern Conference. That's total BS. And it makes me mad because, you know, I'm not like these other people. When somebody tells me something on TV, I'm like, well, it must be true. This dude said it. No, dude, I'm actually watching the game. What Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks are doing is incredible. And if that man gets screwed out the MVP because everybody wants to swing on LeBron, it's going to really piss me off.
He is the MVP. Although LeBron could be the MVP every year. Who's more valuable to their team? But Antetokounmpo's been amazing, and he doesn't have as good a team as LeBron does.
That's the thing. At this point, who's LeBron's second best player?
Anthony.
And who's Giannis' second best player?
I don't know. Chris Middleton, yeah.
Really good player. Not AD.
He's not Anthony Davis.
This is a special year they're having.
The Lakers?
70 games. No, the Bucks.
No, the Bucks. And then on top of that, the Bucks are outrageously good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear Tom Brady talking to not Jim Gray for once?
He actually talks to other people?
He talked to someone not named Jim Gray. All right. But apparently he only talks to people whose last names are colors.
Okay.
He talked to Dana White.
Okay.
Tomorrow he's going to be talking to
Jack Black. He's going to do like a Funny or Die type of thing with Jack Black.
Vita Blue.
Anything else? That it? I think that's it. Tom Green. He's doing Tom Green's show.
Jim Brown. Podcast.
Right.
Jim Brown.
They're doing like an NFL Network thing.
Mm-hmm. He's doing an NFL Network thing with Jim Brown.
Yeah. Right.
He's doing a redux of the famous Tom Green show, which I can't. Right. I'm a huge Tom Green guy.
Right, and then he's going to cover Deep Purple.
And really?
Yeah. And this has just been released. NBA TV is going to do a special where Dr. J's ex-wife Turquoise is going to have a conversation.
And not only that, he's also getting together from the guy from 538, Nate Silver. Which I'm really excited about.
Wow.
So there's
that's good or
stuff.
Adam Silver.
Yeah.
Or like a crossover kind of thing.
Louis Gold, I think, is gonna have
that's right. Louis Gold's gonna produce it.
Yeah.
He's gonna fire his agent and hire Ari Gold as his agent.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. I don't want to give up on that.
I know. Oh. Well, listen, and in the interview, you know who he references?
No.
His admiration for another great Bostonian, the late, great Red Auerbach. Reverse. Red. It's reverse. Yeah. Yeah. He calls him Auerbach Red,
yeah.
Which I think is weird.
Auerbach, comma, Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear Dana White talking to Tom Brady on an Instagram live stream promoting UFC 248 this weekend.
Now, first of all, I'm a Boston guy through and through. I want you to go with the Patriots. But let me make my last pitch. Las Vegas would love to have you here at the Raiders. It's a 45-minute flight from L.A. Your kids and your family can live there. You can fly back and forth. We want you to come to the Raiders. Come on, brother. Get to Vegas.
Thanks, man. I know it's been a lot of patience for me. And obviously, being where I've been for 20 years, it's been an amazing experience. And I don't know what the future holds right now. I'm just trying to be patient through this process, my first time going through it. And in the meantime, I'm going to spend a lot of time with my family over the next 10, 12 days. And we got a little vacation plan, which I'm looking forward to.
People love time with the family. Really big time with the family. When you're making big decisions, the only thing to do, got to spend time with the family. No one ever says, I'm going on a big bender next week.
I've heard a lot of athletes tell me, whenever you say, you know, I want to spend more time with my family, it's a good idea to check with the family if they want you to.
Make sure they want that.
Did you see most of the sports books in Vegas have the Patriots as the odds-on favorite to retain Brady?
Well, that would make sense, though.
Next up, the Titans, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the 49ers.
What about the field? Do they have the field?
Don't see that.
Wait, who are the teams you just said?
Patriots are the odds-on favorite.
Okay.
Then the next tier of betting is the Titans, the Raiders, the Chargers, and the 49ers.
Titans, the Raiders, the Chargers, the 49ers. Stop yourself.
But there's been all that talk that they're going to give up on Garoppolo. He's from the Bay Area.
Can you imagine if Garoppolo's career goes, they don't allow him to get the job in New England, they ship him off to San Francisco, he gets the job at San Francisco, goes to the Super Bowl, then the quarterback who he wasn't able to usurp in New England comes in and does the exact same thing to him in San Francisco?
It would be something. Chris Reynolds says that he's going to have a sit-down and talk with former quarterback Mike Teal.
Wow.
Trying too hard, bro.
That's trying
right.
Just enough.
I don't remember Mike Teal.
I don't know.
Here are the odds. Color. Patriots 1-2, Titans 9-2, Raiders 8-1, Chargers 8-1.
Went to Rutgers.
49ers 12-1. If you could tell me the two teams that are 14-1, I'll give you a dollar.
All right, so you've already named two. I'm sorry.
Patriots, Titans, Raiders, Chargers, 49ers. Tell me the two teams that are 14-1.
In that group or beyond that group?
Beyond that group.
Well, I guess the one name that you didn't mention that has been brought up, even though I think it's ridiculous, the Giants.
Wrong.
You don't have to say it like that.
No, I'm just saying you're wrong.
Former Raven.
Replied.
Or current Raven.
Oh, like the game doesn't need him.
Sorry, he's a Charger now.
He's a Charger.
Oh, no, he's a Ram.
Ram. What about a Ram?
Giants are 300-1. Rams.
Redskins. What are the Redskins?
No. Redskins.
Not there. The Bills.
Nope.
Dolphins.
Nope.
Wow, so the Dolphins were mentioned as a rumor.
Yeah.
So this is just fugazi. I don't want to play.
Dolphins are 100-1.
All right, we only have a minute left. I got
to
say this.
Colts 14-1. Buccaneers 14-1. No snap taken at all. 30-1.
Wow, 30-1. That's not that high.
I'll take that.
What do you think about the rumor that ESPN is plotting a dream Monday Night Football booth? That would be Al Michaels and Peyton Manning. And when you think about it, that would be what Michael would definitely be the last hurrah for Michaels.
Yeah, 75.
It would be his last booth that he does. And he gets in with the most, you know, decorated and desired free agent in football broadcasting.
Wow. Here's my prediction. If it happens, it won't be on ESPN.
It would be on ABC.
It would be on ABC.
Yeah. There's only one way to do that. You're going straight ABC.
But, they're supposedly talking about a trade with NBC. What would you give up?
A trade?
Yeah.
To get Michaels?
Because Michaels has 2 years left in his contract. So you could say, well, NBC might get rid of him or make a trade because they've got Mike Tirico waiting in
the
wings.
Who do you give up for it?
I mean, would they give up LaGreca? I mean,
you can't give
would
up
you
LaGreca.
Give up DiPietro?
No, you can't give up LaGreca or DiPietro.
Roseanne reruns. I don't know.
No, I mean, there's a lot of, we have a lot of talent in this company, though. There's people to give up.
But you just can't trade people.
Want to hear my deal?
Yeah.
Pat McAfee and Grey's Anatomy for Al Michaels straight up. What do you think?
I like it.
McAfee,
it's the Blizzard episode.
McAfee
coming.
And Anatomy. It kind of rhymes, and you get Michaels back.
Amazing.
Done.
That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. It was a hell of an ENN, if I do say so myself. I dug deep. I dug real deep.
All right, we've got a big Ranger game coming up. Don has all the pregame festivities, and the play-by-play starts at 7 o'clock. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. Afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.